Hello, and welcome to this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today I'm featuring some new recordings that have arrived in my mailbox. A few weeks back, I played a track from a 2013 release that had just reached me in Spain. My, my, the Pony Express was obviously tired on that one. The artist is Clark Wilson, and the organ the ex-Simonton Bijou Theatre Wurlitzer, now installed in the home studio of Jack Hardman in Great Falls, Virginia. Swinging Down the Lane features music composed by the great Burden Lane. How could you believe me when I said I loved you? One of Burton Lane's songs from the 1951 Fred Astaire and Jane Powell musical Royal Wedding, with Clark Wilson on the Wurlitzer in the Hardman residence. All but one of today's tracks are available for purchase on CD releases, and I'll explain about the one that isn't a little later. The late Tom Hazleton was in great demand as a concert artist and was a prolific publisher of CDs. The concert experience, a double CD of a 2005 concert on the Wurlitzer of the Community Theatre, Berkeley, California, was, however, released posthumously this year by the Northern California chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society, which owns and maintains the instrument. In view of recent events in Paris, this track is very topical. Under Paris Skies. Thank you. The Robert Morton unit organ in Lowe's Jersey City Theatre was recorded in 2014 by Robert Madoff, with the resulting CD containing 12 tracks, totalling just under an hour of a very varied programme of music from the 1940s through to recent times. This was a 1942 big band hit for both Benny Goodman and Jimmy Dorsey. Jersey Bounce. Robert Madoff CD is called Opening Night, and it is available from the Garden State Theatre Organ Society in New Jersey, and you'll find links to all of these sources on my website, hotpipes.eu. My next track isn't available on a CD yet. John Lauter is currently working on his first release on the Wurlitzer in the Stiles Auto Museum, Chesterfield, Michigan, where he is also a museum curator. Whether he will include this 1953 composition, My One and Only Love, on his CD is in the lap of the gods. It was privately recorded by Richard Stevenson, the Northern District Secretary for the Cinema Organ Society, during his trip to the Detroit area this year.
Thank you.
My One and Only Love, which incidentally wasn't featured in a film until the 1995 Nicolas Cage movie Leaving Las Vegas, John Lauter playing the Stahl's Automotive Museum Wurlitzer. The 2014 American Theatre Organ Society Convention was held in Indianapolis, Indiana, so naturally the double CD set just published is called Back Home Again in Indiana. There are 37 tracks presenting 12 artists and 9 venues on this compilation, and for the most part the production quality is excellent, barring some niggling electronic clicks that can be heard on some tracks. On this duet between Mark Herman playing Tico Tico on the Barton in the Warren Performing Arts Centre, and David Gray and Alan T321QSP Digital, phew, fortunately there doesn't appear to be any extraneous noise. Before I leave you today, I've one last release to introduce. Longtime A2S committee member Jack Molman promoted a concert in the 5,000-plus seat Fox Theatre in St. Louis in August this year, and has produced another double CD for our delight. It's a straight transfer of the concert proceedings, split more or less into tracks for convenience of listening. 3 organists were presented, Jack himself, Walt Stoney, and playing this next selection of the 1942 Glenn Miller hit At Last, Lou Williams. Thank you. To sign off today's Hot Pipes, here's a piece that is often used as an opener, and indeed that's how Walt Stroney programmed this arrangement of Cole Porter's From This Moment On during his part of the concert on the Crawford Special Wurlitzer in the Fox St. Louis.
Thank you.
That's all the new items I have for the time being. With the downturn in CD sales in general, coupled with the heavy expenses to rent the auditoriums in which these organs are installed, right now new releases are few and far between, especially from the UK. But with Christmas rapidly approaching, the next two shows will be Yuletide editions, so I hope you'll join me for some more music of good cheer at the same time next week. Please do support the artists, though, and purchase their products. No sales equals no more new releases, of course. As I mentioned earlier, links to sales venues are posted on my website, hotpipes.eu. Just click on the sales menu at the top. That's all from me, Steve Ashley, today. Hope to have the pleasure of your company next week. Bye for now.